poet Todd Boss grew up on a cattle farm in Wisconsin and lives now in St. Paul. His poems appear in all the top-tier journals and magazines that publish poetry. His two books of poetry have won rave reviews from everywhere. The second one, Pitch, published this year, winning the Midwest Bookseller's Choice Award for poetry. Here's Todd Boss.
Dunes. Suddenly, everything's a metaphor for my life. The guitar nobody plays, propped in a chair here at the cabin. The puzzle on the front hall table, its broad expanse of sky still broken. And out on the lake, barely visible through the falling snow, an ice fishing shack, like a minimalist work of modern art, a blue-gray box in a light-gray field. I wonder if it will continue like this, the world resembling me one way and another, day after day, and for how long? Tomorrow, will I wake to find fox tracks in crisp flakes and feel my own instinctive slink, my search for things I seek, my seed, my lope, my fear of attack? When I drive back to town along the long line of blaze-blackened rail cars filling to their sills with white, will some hard-rusted hand car of my own ignite and burn down to the springs? And how much of this being compared can one person take? I've come here to get away from every bad way I've ever been defined, but it seems I left a dictionary lying open, and all the words, like a flock of migratory birds, have followed me here to ruffle and chatter and scuffle in the cedars and needle the seeds from the cedar cones. I know what they do when they scatter. They scatter cedar. So the cedar follow where the songbirds go, every season further and deeper, till they fall where they can't grow at all and go fallow. Do the birds look down, I wonder, on their way from Michigan to Uruguay, and see themselves reflected in the forests they have moved? A friend once told me, the dunes are singing. Sands of different kinds from different places on the land make ringing tones, subsonic, rubbing other sands, and that it's possible these songs are heard by the whale, the dolphin, and the bird, so as to designate the trail. And what do I move, and what do I hear, and how do I go? How can I know if the world doesn't know?